This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is the price of consumer goods and services purchased by households, measured over time. The August report released moments ago indicate inflation continues as the cost of living in America digs deeper into your money. The Labor Department report shows the CPI rose 0.1% for the month and 4% for the year. That means the 5.3% annual increase still keeps inflation at its worst numbers in 13 years. U.S. taxpayers are pouring millions of more dollars into Afghanistan, Dan Naraki reports.
The U.S. announced Monday that it will send about $64 million in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The State Department says it will come from the U.S. Agency for International Development and will be distributed by the U.N. and independent aid groups. The announcement comes a day after the United Nations issued an emergency call for aid from the international community to stop famine and a public health crisis in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Fauci one day tells Americans not to wear masks against COVID-19. Another day, Fauci says our lives depend on masks. President Biden promised Americans there will be no vaccination mandates. Another day, Biden mandates vaccinations. So where do we stand on vaccine booster shots? Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Lancet is publishing an article that says the general public doesn't need COVID-19 booster shots right now. The article in the peer-reviewed journal says there's still a high degree of protection against a severe outcome after getting the virus. However, they added booster shots may be needed in the future. That's if immunity as a result of current vaccines is reduced or if there's a new variant that renders the shots less useful. From the USA Radio News Phoenix News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Californians are heading to the polls Tuesday to decide whether or not to remove Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom from office. Polls show Republican Larry Elder is the one that could unseat Mr. Newsom. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As some of America's youth enjoys the idea of American socialism, so far the experiment has given us higher gas prices, higher food prices, and 10 months of consistent inflation numbers. As the latest consumer price index numbers come out today, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News weighs in on capitalism versus socialism in America.
We did a survey and free market capitalism beat big government socialism by 59-16. That's an amazing number. And it shows you how the socialists have frankly alienated themselves from most Americans. I think what's going on is they watched Bill Clinton. He lost the Congress in 94. They watched Obama. He lost the Congress of the House in 2010. And I think deep down, all their leadership expects to lose next year. And so they want to ram everything they can through the system before they're defeated. And if that means they defeat 30 or 40 of their marginal Democrats in the House and 3 or 4 or 5 in the Senate, that's a price they've decided is inevitable. And so they're going to try to get this stuff through. I think, however, the Ways and Means Chairman today, when he came out and talked about $3 trillion in tax increases and was very candid and said he's not going to share the details because everybody will mobilize in opposition when they see the taxes. Well, you know, that isn't going to work. All across the country, you're going to have people calling their House and Senate members and saying, I do not want you to vote yes on raising my taxes, and I don't see how they get it through the Congress.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have our next guest, Robert Curry, who joins us now. Robert serves on the board of directors of the Claremont Institute, author of Reclaiming Common Sense. Boy, imagine that concept, huh? Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World and Common Sense Nation, Unlocking the Forgotten Power of the American Idea, both of which are brought to us by Encounter Books. Robert, always good to be talking to you. How have you been, sir?
It's great to be back with you. Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Hey, good. Let's talk about what you've written about recently, and this is a question that many of us has held, you know, since the 2020 elections. Is there being enough done about what happened in 2020, or are we going to be faced to, you know, live it out once again? I mean, because after the 2020 elections, of course, you know, it was more of the same for those 2 Senate seats in Georgia, you know, and here we've got the midterms coming up. And there's still, you know, I just an ongoing discussion about really what happened. Now, if this would have been an FAA accident, as you know, they'd have had the plane all put together and they would have had a full investigation and conclusions by the end of the year. But unfortunately, anything politics, it's just, you know, it can last forever.
What a great question. What a complex situation we're in. I mean, there are some great American patriots working on problems, dialed into some of them. And there are various things like the Election Integrity Project and True the Vote that are doing a grassroots effort to address this problem. So,
right.
So we have many people to be thankful for and two, who are making a great effort on this. Who's not making a great effort on this is the Republican establishment. That's just a fact, unfortunately. So this is one of those beautiful American things where Americans who love the country are rallying around and helping each other to set this right. Now, the bad news is, and I almost don't want to say the bad news. The bad news is the evil Dominion machines will be used again. I mean, you know, they're already the bureaucracy is already gearing up for the next election. So,
right.
What made the problems possible will still in many ways be there. But on the other hand, there's a credible greater awareness. There are real reforms being done in states, and so it looks to me like we're going to have to put a little bit of trust into the common sense of the American people, but we are not going to have a completely clean election next time.
Right.
We can hope for better, and we can hope for a greater understanding so Americans keep pushing until we get to having honest elections. But we certainly don't have them here in California. California. You know, the other day there was the police stumbled on a guy who was passed out in a car who had 300 ballots in his car. And there's
this
only,
is for the this is for the recall, the Newsom recall.
This recall, yeah. The election that's right. happening right now. I mean, in California, you can vote. You know, you can vote. You know, weeks ago, and you can vote. You know, far into the future, and they'll keep on counting votes until Newsom wins. But Republicans are already reporting that they have gone to polling stations to be told that they've already voted when they didn't vote. Mm-hmm. So I voted on Saturday in the polling station because I like to do it the old-fashioned way, and they made no attempt to get me to prove I was who I was. I mean, I could have been anybody, you know, just walking in and voting.
Did you have to show an ID at all?
No. There was no information to identify.
You just said, I'm Robert Curry. Here's my address. That's it. Sign the line, and here's your ballot.
There wasn't even a signing of the line.
Oh wow! Not even that.
Yeah, it was just so I could have wandered in, called myself somebody else down the street. You know, I mean, plus they've mailed all these ballots to everybody. And how many of them have been missed, gone somewhere else, like those 300 in this car, this guy passed out. I mean, it's the voting in California, as you know, Bill, is a joke. You can see the fraud happening when you go in, you know, to try to vote.
When the state was confronted with, what was it, 3 million? 3 million, improperly identified voters, some of which included people that were in the cemetery, and there was resistance from the Democratic, from the Democrats there in the state and those that control the voting rolls to clean it up. I mean, here it was well documented, over 3 million. They acquiesced to, we'll take 1.5 out. And like as if that was supposed to satisfy the deal. So it's okay to be a little bit pregnant in California because you're not fully pregnant until they decide that you're fully pregnant. So you can have a little bit of voter fraud. So it's not real legitimate voter fraud. It's only 1.5 million worth of voter fraud. And that, I guess that's their acceptable measure, maybe.
However much it needs to be, in California. Listeners to your show who are not in California, need to understand that if their state doesn't have a reputation for being corrupt, there's plenty of corruption to be found and to be cleaned out in every part of the country. This has gone on so long that it's general, and even states that have a reputation for being fair and honest are only fairer and honester, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all relative. I mean, this is the thing that insulted me was, right about the time when there was this discussion about this rampant fraud that had taken place and had been, perpetuated upon the American voter in the 2020 election. It was admitted by the Democrats, if the truth be known, John F. Kennedy back in 1960 won Illinois, because of voter fraud.
Right.
And the way they said that, Robert, was like, no big whoop. And so it's like, just kind of like what you just said, as voter fraud has been part of the American landscape from day one, it seems, and it's all been acceptable. I mean, to such a degree that you would have a United States Attorney General, a U.S. Attorney General, we're talking about Eric Holder, looking in the camera and saying, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I go, people are being arrested. They're in jail for voter fraud. You're the Attorney General of the United States, and you want us to believe there's no such thing as voter fraud? Give me a break.
Well, we have to be clear about this. They are lying to us. Mm-hmm. We know they are lying to us. They know that we know they are lying to us. And they're just brazening it out. The important thing for every voter to remember, and this is really important, is that the Democrats are the party of voter fraud. Mm-hmm. This is really the basic fact of American politics. Republicans know it, and so do Democrats. And so the dead always vote for the Democrat, right?
Yeah.
And the people
exactly.
who vote early and often, those people vote for the Democrat, too. So it's been perhaps... glad to bring up 1960, Bill. Thanks for that. I mean, it seems I wrote that both Nixon and Kennedy had shown themselves to be unpresidential.
Right. I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break, Robert. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. Stay with us. We've got more from Robert Curry after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. He serves on the board of directors of the Claremont Institute, author of Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World, and we're continuing our conversation with Robert Curry. Robert, you were just talking about both Nixon and Kennedy. They pretty much played their character out, and people had an idea going into the election in terms of the character of these two presidential candidates. And I wanted you to complete your thought on that. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yeah, they both disqualified themselves, in my feeling at the time. You know, Kennedy by accepting a stolen election, and Nixon by going along with it. Neither of those things are, you know, showed the proper character to be a president of the United States. You know, my gym teacher earlier that year had said that if you leave your locker unlocked and somebody steals stuff out of there, then you're as much to blame as the thief. And at the time, I thought he was a jerk. But when the election happened, I saw the wisdom of what he was saying. I mean, Nixon should have put up a fight, not for ambition, but for the Constitution. And if he had done that, we might be living in a very different environment now. What if he turned that around using the proper constitutional methods that the founders have in place for us to deal with that situation? What if the American people had said, "My God, the Democrats tried to steal the election," and as a result of that, everybody started behaving better, and we started cleaning up the rolls and so on and so on. We might be in a very different situation now. I blame Richard Nixon and John Kennedy for setting in motion the public acceptance of stolen election.
Well, and here we are. I mean, let's look at Joe Biden. I mean, clearly, he's mentally compromised. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, you see him. I mean, the testimony is right there on TV. You know, it's so embarrassing and disheartening to watch him at times. You know, oh, Lord, you know, help him. I mean, he's a mess. I mean, because guess what? We're all going to be messes. That's where we're heading. Joe Biden is, in his mental capacity or lack thereof, is where we all end up eventually. If something doesn't happen tragically before that point, if you live life long enough, you know, you're like Yogi Berra said, you know, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. But clearly, the point of that you were making is that who was in this cabal to put Joe Biden, you know, in that position? Even Barack Obama said, "Joe, you don't have to do this." But, you know, his wife, you know, Dr. Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, by the way, PhD, not Dr. Jill, MD. The inference sometimes is they want to try to make her seem like she's an MD, which, you know, that's a whole nother discussion. But anyway, you know, like she wouldn't have known that he's mentally compromised. Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, the Democratic Brain Trust didn't know this. No, they put up an individual that they you know, believed was, you know, the best they could do in order to control the party and control the narrative. And so they used Joe Biden in his compromised capacity. And look what it's cost us in you know, exiting Afghanistan. What it's costing us on the world stage. What it's cost us economically. I mean, he has been a single-handed, you know, disaster for our country, you know, destroying our security at our southern border, you know, eradicating the idea of energy independence. I mean, just go down the list. You know, he did it all in short order, all because, just like you said, they went ahead and accommodated the assignment and this appointment, because this wasn't an election. It really came down to an appointment of a president.
Yes, and appointed by an anti-American cabal. You know, it's really pretty interesting. I mean, they stole this election for this guy, and they've got a guy in there who's unfit to lead, but is still able to follow orders and do what they want in the way of wrecking America. I mean, you know, turn Bagram Air Force Base over to the Chinese, and a lot of sophisticated weaponry that the Chinese haven't yet been able to get their hands on. So, you know, the one of the beefs about Biden was not only that he was crooked, but he was crooked with respect to China. Wowee. pretty blatant, don't you think?
Right, exactly. Well, and here it is. I mean, you even had voters who did not get the news about Hunter Biden, and about what, 15% admitted that they would not have voted for Joe Biden were they aware of Hunter Biden. Okay, I mean, you know, Biden Inc. was well written about. You know, Peter Schweitzer had written about it at length. It had been out there, but the mainstream media did everything. And they're complicit in this cabal as well, and they're every bit of guilty. Social media, all these media acolytes, just go right down the list, you know, more than the traditional, you know, media channels like the networks or, you know, the cable networks and that sort of thing. They were all complicit in setting up the voter. I don't think there's anybody. I don't, you know, yes, with some minor exception, there were people on Fox News that would dare tell the truth, but it was an exception. It was not the rule of law or the rule of the narrative for Fox News. They were backing this whole thing, I mean, to the degree that even Bret Baier, that up until recently I had some regard for, I thought as a reporter. And, you know, he, I think he challenged, I can't remember which figure it was exactly, but he just says, well, you don't believe that the election was legitimate? And the manner in which he said it was that, you know, that he believed it was legitimate. And people ask me, Robert, they go, was the election legitimate? I say, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know. And the fact that I have doubt about it, though.
Bill, take my word for it. I mean, I do have inside sources on this.
Yes, and so do I. But I, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
It was stolen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like I was telling a guy the other day. I said, looks like a duck, talks like a duck. You know, walks like a duck. You know, what do you think? I mean, you know, you've got like I spoke with the attorney that handled the sworn affidavits. You know, we have over 1,000 sworn affidavits,
right.
and people don't understand. You know, they don't really realize the rule of law and what a sworn affidavit represents.
Right.
I mean, the jeopardy you put yourself into if you think you're going to say something and you're trying to conjure up something and lie about it. I mean, the only way you get out of jail is either, you know, you're associated with the, you know, the key rulemakers of the Democratic Party.
Right.
Then you might be able to get out of jail and be okay. But any other normal citizen, if you sign an affidavit that is questionable or that you've lied, I mean, it's no collecting $200. And you don't, you just pass go, you go straight to jail, right? There's no doubt about it.
True. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, I just like to say one thing on this, and I think you'll like it. You know, just the common sense of the ordinary person tells us that the election was stolen. The fact that all these people, you know, all the, look at the people who say it wasn't stolen. That's all you need to know.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And
those.
Yeah. And where's the evidence that it wasn't stolen?
Right.
You know, I just got to go on your say so. There's no. But yet we have all this other evidence. I mean,
right.
And every week we're getting reports of, oop, we just found another, you know, 200,000 votes here. You know, another state. Oh, yep, 150,000 votes. I mean, we're not talking the 12,000 votes that Trump lost in any, you know, given state. You know, we're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of ballots suspiciously now that, you know, have come into question that they've discovered. It's like, this is insane. So, you know, all things lead you to believe, as you say, that it is a stolen election. But Nancy Pelosi and et al., you know, they don't want the truth. They love the narrative. They love what they got, how they bamboozled the people that, you know, and they got their guy in the White House. That's all that mattered. How he got there, that's irrelevant. Robert Curry serves on the board of directors of the Claremont Institute, author of Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World. Robert, as always, appreciate the time. Godspeed,
my friend.
God
bless.
You got it.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen temporal scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is the price of consumer goods and services purchased by households, measured over time. The August report released moments ago indicates inflation continues as the cost of living in America digs deeper into your money. The Labor Department report shows the CPI rose 0.1% for the month and 4% for the year. That means the 5.3% annual increase still keeps inflation at its worst numbers in 13 years. U.S. taxpayers are pouring millions of more dollars into Afghanistan, Dan Naraki reports.
The U.S. announced Monday that it will send about $64 million in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The State Department says it will come from the U.S. Agency for International Development and will be distributed by the UN and independent aid groups. The announcement comes a day after the United Nations issued an emergency call for aid from the international community to stop famine and a public health crisis in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Glad you could join us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more info on the show, Bill Martinez Show or Bill Martinez Live, either one will get you there. And you can enjoy all that we have for you there, including the archive, the incredible archive of these incredible guests that we have. I mean, we search the highways and byways. We get the top-notch experts in their particular disciplines to share with you, to enlarge you, to expand your intellect, because, you know, that's what it's all about for us. We want to be a blessing. We want to add to your day, not take away. I've got a sad note to read to you here. And, you know, Gerard Lomero, who you've heard many times with us, speaking of experts, Dr. Gerard Lomero, and he's a model expert. And over the years and, you know, through all these different elections that we've gone through together, his models have proven to be very, very credible time and again. Of course, after the 2020, everybody else's models kind of went out the door because I don't know how you figure cheating in a model, you know, to give you the right information that you need to have. But that aside, the news that I received that is heavy on my heart here is that Gerard passed away last Tuesday. He went into the hospital, I'm told, by his associate on August the 9th after a fall at home. He had an MRI and a surgical biopsy that showed his cancer had spread. You may not have known, but he was dealing with cancer, and the last time he was on the air with us. I mean, you could tell that he wasn't 100%, but nonetheless, I mean, he still, you know, was pretty much on top of his game. Anyways, he was tested for COVID. He was tested positive, so they're probably going to say that he died because of COVID. He did develop pneumonia, and his family was with him on a Zoom call, and it was noted that his passing was peaceful. He said that he enjoyed being a radio guest. It brought him great satisfaction to be on your show. He always felt that being on your show was a greater part of working for a better America. You also reached out to him personally, and he appreciated your friendship. Thank you for being a part of his life, and I thank him and on behalf of our audience for being a part of our lives. Dr. Gerard Lomero, rest in peace. It is time for the one and only, you can call me Al. Yes, we're talking Al Parada from stream.org. Mr. Al, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, and my condolences to your audience for losing one of your folks.
Yeah, he was one of our guests and had been, you know, was on regularly for, gosh, probably about the last 6-7 years. I mean, his expertise, Al, in, you know, doing, you know, election models and, you know, this sort of thing. I mean, he's a numbers guy. He was a genius with numbers. And, you know, and he had this all broken down. And every time, you know, that we were analyzing an election and how it was going to go out, he was consistent. He was right on the numbers. And, you know, sadly, he passed before he could find out that his numbers were correct this time around. But, you know, this is all part of the, you know, the manipulation and the stuff that's happened with the 2020 elections and us, you know, really not knowing the truth. As I was sharing with Robert Curry, you know, people ask me, so, well, you know, do you think the election was legit? And I said, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. And the fact that I don't know and the fact that so many other Americans really, you know, don't know. It's not like I want to pick a fight with somebody, and, you know, although those could be fighting words just because you say, hey, I don't know. There's just too many questions, and every week, you know, we get information. Oh, here they found another, you know, not 5 or 10 votes, but, you know, 100,000 votes that come out of the Ethernet somewhere. I mean, it's like, well, what is all that about, you know? And if that doesn't raise suspicion, so as shared, you know, if it looks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably a duck, and this is what we're dealing with. But, you know, meanwhile, the ruse goes on. But more and more Americans are realizing that's not the case. I don't know if you saw this video or not, but it's quite telling. Here's Joe Biden going to California to support, the no recall, you know, going against the anti-recall movement for Governor Newsom. And this really demonstrates how desperate they must be, because if you want to believe the polls, it's like, Joe, save your money. Stay at home. You're not going to help me. I mean, you know, we're 12, 13 points ahead. You know, people, you know, there's no way that they're going to recall this governor. And, you know, if you go by the polls, but nonetheless, Joe Biden shows up and he and Newsom are in a limo together driving in Los Angeles. And I don't know if you saw the posters and everything. It wasn't a warm welcome, Al.
Yeah, it's the only time Joe gets anybody to show up at his events. It's usually, you know, anti-Biden people or Trump people. His own people. Exactly. His 81 million stayed home. I mean, I don't know. You know, that was down near Long Beach or someplace. Who wouldn't want to go to the beach?
Yeah, exactly.
Those 81 million didn't. And that, again, that's Long Beach. We're not talking the California region, Simi Valley or someplace that has a lot of conservative folks hanging out. That's Long
right.
Beach.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is the same area, you know, here and also up in Studio City during the 2020 election campaign. There were car rallies held inside, which is unheard of for a Republican. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, there wasn't anything like that for Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. Here you are, you know, the one party state and the Democratic headquarters, national headquarters, you know, for everything that's the Democratic Party and the home of Nancy Pelosi in the Bay Area. But still, you know, it's like, what? I mean, you've got car parades for Donald Trump? How embarrassing.
Yeah, and as you might know, if you were a Republican showing your car was showing any sign of being a Republican, it was more likely to get keyed.
Exactly.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so
right.
The idea that, you know, they're out there you know, protesting or in support, you know, a pro-Trump rally or like last fall or anti, you know, Biden now. I mean, that mindset, the idea, that's how much the mindset in California has changed within it. Now, is it enough to throw this recall? I don't, probably not. I mean, who knows? We'll find out.
But, well, sure. It all contributed. I mean, especially with all the draconian, tyrannical, you know, movements and regulations by this governor. You know, the people have had enough. I mean, everybody's head is out the window. You know, that and yelling and screaming. Enough of this stuff. So we'll see. You know, we'll see who has it right. If it's just the propaganda of the mainstream media once again wanting to believe that, Gavin Newsom has a 13-15 point lead and is assured of holding his governorship, or if once again the mainstream media is caught with their propaganda pants down, which we'd love nothing better, because you know, I don't know what it's going to take, Al, for you know, the legacy media, mainstream media, whatever you want to call it, for them to finally do their jobs on behalf of the American voter, the American people. I mean, this is why they're given the First Amendment, so that they have the freedom of the press, in much the same way that big tech is covered by Article 230, because they're supposed to be operating as a utility, not as a publication, and they're out of their lane and getting away with it. And meanwhile, you know, Congress is not doing their job either to hold them into account, to say, look, if this is what you're going to do, you're no longer protected as a utility. You are in fact a publication. You're going to be treated like every other media company out there. And they've jumped the shark so far on this, Al. I don't know how you bring them back into the barn, do you?
Alternative media. I mean, that's one of these things. I mean, use other sources of media, other sources for news, and just diminish the power. And at some point, if their power is limited, if people are getting news elsewhere anyway, then who cares how shiny they look on CNN? I mean, if nobody to them. If some dude on some dude to the YouTube channel or Rumble channel is getting more, you know, viewers each day than Anderson Cooper or somebody. I mean, I'd say Brian Seltzer, but you know, somebody doing gardening tips gets more viewers than Brian Seltzer. Seltzer.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
there's a change in where the power is, and you know, there's.
Yeah. Well, replays of SpongeBob are getting higher ratings than CNN. I mean, because this is what they've done, but they don't care. I mean, there's enough money, I guess, to not let them hurt, but I don't know how long they can continue to sustain this. And meanwhile, anybody else that's pursuing the truth and trying to do the work of journalism and do the work that our founding fathers had in mind by giving us the First Amendment, they're being canceled, they're being invalidated, they're being taken off the airways and other, you know, means and which to communicate the message. I mean, this is how nefarious this thing is. We're talking with Al Baratta. The conversation will continue. Stay with us.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-87-87. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, you can call him Al. You can call him just about anything. Just don't forget to call him for dinner. That's the way he says, right, Al? Why not?
Yeah.
He's the man. It's all covered here, man. Manja, you know, he's the managing editor of Stream.org. And I tell you, I love your breaks, you know, your coffee breaks. It could be a lunch. It could be an afternoon break. But we do need to take a break once in a while and ponder, you know, what the heck is going on, you know, with politics, with our country. I mean, we just can't let it go. I mean, it's okay, I guess, to stand back a little bit and be amused by it, because I guess on some hand, you know, you can take it too seriously like we did, you know, several months ago. And look at the payoff there. You know, we sat there, and now we're just in shock and awe going, what the heck happened here? How did somebody who couldn't complete a sentence, who keeps plagiarizing everything? I mean, here's the, I don't know if you saw this latest one. You know, he's in Idaho, right? And talks about the first job offer that he got was from an Idaho lumber company. And the lumber company goes, we don't think so, unless he used an alias. You know, there's no record of Joe Biden. I mean, his mind is it's a wandering tumbleweed, isn't it?
I saw that.
Bless his heart.
Thinking, you know, if Joe had gone to Idaho, Joe Biden would never be president.
Yeah.
So. Well, Joe Biden would never be president.
Joe Biden, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
I forget.
Well, you know.
So, it's bad joke. I'm sorry. It's staggering. Okay, and that would have been like 50 years ago, and you know, who's got the records from somebody coming in from Delaware, you know? But still, it goes to his history of, you know, fabricating his own biography, you know, to wherever he is. I mean, had he been in, you know, come to Texas, he said his first job offer came from a cattle ranch or something, you know.
Right.
Wherever he is, well, you know.
Well, this whole deal's been manufactured. You know this. I mean, 40 years in Congress and as a senator and out of Delaware, and you look back and you look back and at the the realm or you know the history of his service, and you go, what impact? You know, what did he make? I mean, here's this kind of anecdotal story about him that he supposedly worked across lines, and but I mean, at the end of the day, after 40 years, I'm not reading anything of significance to say, hey, this guy was really good, and then somehow out of all that, he has some credentials for foreign policy. And Bob Gates even made the comment that, you know, in 40 years of service to the country, he never got any foreign policy thing right. And then we have Afghanistan. And what seems to come out of this, as you read between the lines, it was like, which is amazing to me, these generals, how they somehow folded their tents and put away their stars to acquiesce to something as insane as the exit plan that was contrived by, it's got to be Blinken and obviously the president. And, we're not hearing a lot from these generals going, that's not the way we wanted, And then I talked to a lieutenant colonel who was 10 years in Afghanistan. His number one job was putting together an exit plan. They had 10 years of planning plus on the exit plan of Afghanistan. I mean, this is the way the military works. They always think ahead of contingency plans. Well, they think ahead until, God forbid we get a commander-in-chief like the one we have now that throws that out the door and comes up with his own idea, and that's an absolute disaster that the Democrats, I mean, even in this hearing, they don't even want to talk about they don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about, let's talk about the 20-year nightmare of Afghanistan. Yeah. We're going to delude what happened in the last 30 days of Afghanistan and dilute it with all this, and then of course let's take the convenience of, oh, you got to blame Trump. I mean, I don't even know how many times they blamed Trump in that whole morass, but they had to do that, right?
Yeah, but it's not going to work. American people know it. What ticks me off is that you're not seeing any of the generals or lower level folks resigning or mm-hmm. saying,
Well, you got a Marine lieutenant colonel. A Marine lieutenant colonel that basically resigned. I mean, as soon as he came on and spoke, he said, well, his career is done. 17 years right down the toilet, because, he called it out for what it is. And basically, he was just calling out the leadership to saying, hey, where's the accountability?
Yeah. Like they're saying, like just pointing out, Navy fired their offensive coordinator for losing, helping lose the first two games of the season. He's out.
Right, exactly.
For the football team, but not for the people who mismanaged this withdrawal to such a staggering, a stunning degree. And no accountability. Biden hasn't fired anybody.
He flat out said nobody's going to get fired. So that's what leads you to believe that this was all him. That, maybe I know Austin's wishy and Millie forget it, but even still, it just seems to me based on, and I mean, Joe Biden didn't even think about it. His response was absolute. It was, it was probably one of the most immediate answers he's ever had in all these pressers he's done. By the way, the other thing, I don't know if you caught this or not. I thought this was interesting. Speaking of the hearing yesterday, you got Joe Wilson, Representative Joe Wilson. Remember when he had a guttural response when Obama was talking about Obamacare, that there was no way this was going to be a tax and all this stuff. And I think Joe Wilson couldn't help himself. It was just like it just came out, a lie, because he'd already been, He had the information, was presented to them, and what Barack Obama was saying in the State of the Union was a lie, right? And even afterwards, it was confirmed that, yep, in fact, President Obama, not Honest Abe, by no means, he definitely lied about Obamacare. All right. And so then it comes up, and Wilson is talking about all the lies that were wrapped around this Afghanistan situation and the administration and everything. And he kind of alliterated and enumerated all these different lies. And then the next representative, the Democrat from Virginia, Representative Connolly, you know, made some sort of smirkish remark like, well, somebody who yelled lie in the well of Congress shouldn't be talking about lies. Well, please. Yeah, he called it out for what it is, and all you did, knucklehead, was just remind everybody that Joe Wilson was right. He wasn't wrong. Right?
Oh, gosh, these are not very bright people, are they?
No. And the thing is, we're paying for this incompetence, Al. It's no wonder we're looking at $30 trillion plus, and they continue to think, oh, let's get together and let's find another, you know, $3.7 trillion worth of soft, or $3.5 trillion worth of soft infrastructure, whatever it, you know, that means, and we'll shove that down the people's throats. And it's almost like California. In California, everything is so landlocked with the budget because the Democrats, as a one-party state, has everything. I don't care if new management comes in. You know, it's kind of like with what happened with Schwarzenegger, if you remember. You know, Schwarzenegger thought he was going to be able to come in, pistols flaring, you know, F-18 he's going to bring through, you know, well, the assembly there or whatever. And he was going to get those wussy boys. And they said, hey, Arnold, we just want you to know that 85% of the budget, it's already mandated. So you're only going to manage about 15, but even that 15 plus another 19 is already gone. So good and luck. You know, so yeah, what are you going to do? Right? So they're trying to do the same thing here with the federal budget. Is Nancy Pelosi knows she's not going to live forever, and Schumer knows, but these Democratic principles have to live forever, just like they're all unionists. They have this union mentality about sustenance. You know, we just got to keep sustaining this stuff regardless of the reality that it's not doing a very good job. And but, you know, hey, that aside, that's not the objective. The objective is we've got to ensure the madness here, right?
Mm-hmm. And sustaining of their own power.
Of course.
And that's the key. It's not about, okay, what do we do today to actually improve anybody's lives?
Right.
Certainly not. And that's the shame. Because, I mean, you can approach things from different ways, but there's no way to look at what they're doing and look at the results, what we've seen even over the last 8 months, and go, yeah, these people are doing stuff that helps the average American. Oh, sure, the average Afghan refugee that managed to get on a plane, if he's going to get on a plane with the strongest and the fittest.
On the inside of the plane as opposed to the outside of the plane. Exactly. Yeah, the same thing. But you bring up an excellent point. Where have they helped anybody in Baltimore? How about D.C.? You know, how about California? I was just there in California. The homelessness, the stuff that's so, you know, Al, it's heartbreaking to see what's going on. And these Democrat operatives, they totally ignore it and just, you know, they have no answer other than, hey, we just, you know, let's go ahead and let's add another new tax on gas or something.
Yeah, and wear dresses that say tax the rich. The galas are the $30,000 galas, you know, like AOC last night. That's it.
You know? She's precious, isn't she? I don't know. I try to think, you know, I try to keep somewhat of an open mind and try to appreciate some value as to what she's possibly bringing to the dance. But as Trevor Loudon said earlier, these are all a bunch of Marxists, and their mission is to bring down America. That's really what this is all about. And people need to understand that, that this is nefarious. This isn't something that's being done by accident. Al Parada, the one and only. Thank you, Al.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best
best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime.